The circuit-riding preacher used to ride across the land with a rifle on his saddle and a Bible in his hand. He told the prairie people all about the promised land as he went riding, singing down the trail.
Good evening and welcome to Living by the Sword with Pastor Sam and the Gospel Gunslingers, broadcasting from Cartel Country, the Badlands beyond the Rio Grande. Big news, the egg shortage has come across the Rio Bravo and is entering into Mexico. You see, the peso is marching and holding strong and actually pushing the dollar back. Well, the globalists can't have that. And so the so-called bird flu, the exterminations of laying hens and of chickens and the suspicious fires have crossed across from Texas into the north of Mexico, where egg prices have been hovering around $5 American for a 2.5 dozen flat. So that's about $2.50 a dozen. But now the cullings and poultry exterminations have begun as deeply entrenched health officials from Cabeza de Vaca's criminal government attempt to derail that mainstay of the Mexican diet and the Mexican production economy. That news from around the world and some mind-blowing rock and roll coming up. Come along with me on another Paul Revere's Midnight Ride. Let's wake up the mighty men of the Americas. Let's live free or die. Let's see what the Bible says about it right here on Living by the Sword.
Infinity. It's time for some action. It's time for some action. It's time for some action. Give me satisfaction. It's time for some action. It's time for some action. It's time for some action.
Drink.
Now we're about to reload the ammo.
Woo!
Live life like a vandal. No detox, we lit like a candle. Straight savage cannibals, animals. Burn the roof down with the flammables. Woo! We done lost our manners, planet. Other apes, we bananas. Manics up in it thick like bandits. We about to blow up the bitch volcanic.
Woo!
That's Hawaii 5-0. Yo, that's the style I know. Yeah, yeah, I got the pyro. I go Americano psycho.
Thriller, thriller, thriller.
It's time for some action. Give me satisfaction. It's time for some. It's time for some. Woo. It's time for some action.
It's time for some action. Give me satisfaction. It's time for some. Blah, 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 blah.
Woo. Blah, da, 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 da. Blah, da, da, da. Give me action.
From the subtraction.
Woo!
Now I'm just skiing up in Aspen.
Woo!
That means I'm cooler than Alaskans.
Cool.
Chicks freeze when I'm passing.
Hey.
If you wanna know, if you're asking.
Yo.
I'm Filipino and a black man. But to be more exact, I smash it. Get wild, drinking spastic. Action flick, stuntman, fantastic. Black Eyed Peas, Marvel did a classic. Zombie Chronicles, hip hop classic.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm from Manila. To the club, I'm a killer. Ape shit like gorilla, huh? Walking like Godzilla, thriller.
It's time for some action. Give me satisfaction. It's time for some. It's time for some.
Woo.
It's time for some action.
It's time for some action. Give me satisfaction. It's time for some. Blah, 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 blah.
Woo. Blah, da, 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 da. Blah, da, da, da. Give me action.
Stay like Santo. Get money, make money, put it in the banco. I get them dollars, dineros, commas and zeros. Numero uno primero. Told him I'm not a pendejo, no. All I know is succeeding.
Yeah.
Don't slow down, keep speeding.
Yeah.
Wild Buffalo Stampede and told ya I'm the last of the Mohican Thriller.
It's time for some action. Give me satisfaction. It's time for some it's time for some woo. It's time for some action.
It's time for some action. Give me satisfaction. It's time for some black.
Give me action. How about that? Hey, it's Pastor Sam with your Latin America War Report and Migrant Invasion News. We're going to be covering a lot tonight, aside from the Black Eyed Peas, which is going to be a recurring theme, and actually some good news, aside from the Gringo Negro about to go Rambo, feeling like Cobra Commando. Do you feel like that? You about to bust some caps? Are you about to break loose from your civility and, go straight savage, cannibals, animals, burn the roof down? Are you about to do that with the flammables? There's a time, and we're going to go to the Bible on that. Nobody burns it down like the Lord, right? So we're going to cover that, but a recurring theme tonight is also going to be Taiwan, Ukraine, and Iran, because all three of those nations and their rapidly escalating conflicts are affecting heavily the Americas. Just for example, right now there's two Iranian warships visiting Brazil. This is from the Washington Free Beacon. The two Iranian warships are expected to depart Brazil on January 30th and head to Venezuela before entering the Panama Canal around February 7th, when President Joe Biden will be delivering his State of the Union address, according to Humeyer. The Iranian Rear Admiral Shahram Irani, the commander of Iran's Navy, said in recent remarks that the placement of warships in the Panama Canal is part of an effort by Iran to strengthen our maritime presence in international waters. Irani indicated that Iran's Navy is preparing for the long voyage and that there is no scientific barrier to grow in that field. Wow, the Panama Canal is far from being international waters as far as any military sense. It is right up in Uncle Sam's grill. And for that gunboat to be in one of the interior lakes of Panama during Joe Biden's State of the Union address is just really a shocking positioning and a pretty amazing provocation. As we're recording over the weekend, there are fires burning in Iran. There was a drone attack on a munitions plant after a highly publicized joint U.S.-Israeli air strike rehearsal drill. So first the drill, then drone strikes on an ammunition plant. The Iranian government came out and said, this is all under control. The fires have been extinguished. The drones have been brought down, etc., etc. But then late at night, a petroleum facility caught on fire, and I mean, this was bad, an explosion and fire, and at last report, there were 25 fire trucks intending to extinguish that blaze. Meanwhile, the United States is accusing the president of Paraguay and former President Cartes of Paraguay, the original conservative who resisted the pink tide there, of being Iranian agent. And it's not just an accusation. This is a sanction. They cannot do business with any U.S. company. No U.S. citizen can do business with them. President Velasquez, the current president of Paraguay, nor ex-president Cartes. And here's why that's important. Paraguay is a small country, but it's one of the few semi-free countries in South America as an Iron Curtain is descending across the continent. And it is one of the few continental allies of the island nation of Taiwan.
only Paraguay and Guatemala remain as continental nations that can engage in trade with Taiwan that have not switched their allegiance and their recognition to the People's Republic of China, that is Red China, and away from the Republic of China, which is Taiwan. Panama and El Salvador switched relations and went to Red China, who's always standing there with billions of dollars ready to build ports and build infrastructure and send screaming Chinamen over to the Americas. They're always ready to move in. And once the allegiance is switched, it's very difficult. President Nayib Bukele is between the sword and the wall. He has flatly stated that he can't stand up to China, that his tiny nation cannot stand up to Red China and to make a huge political statement to abandon them and go back to Taiwan. Although I believe that he would like to, and my observation of President Bukele's travels to China, he realizes that they are an enemy and that they are a threat, and he is a very, very small nation to contend with them. Belize is still halfway allied with China, but it's so small, it's a member of the English Commonwealth. It's not all the way a free country, an independent nation, that is. And really in limbo as the English crown is becoming more and more globalist. The English warships, even in the Falkland Islands, are coming up against resistance from Argentina, and not only Argentina, Chile also intending to pressure South American ports to not allow them to fuel or to put into port anywhere in South America. Merco Press reports, since they, that is the Kirchner government, monopolized the political stage in Argentina, this means enclosing, surrounding the islands, the Malvinas, and impeding Royal Navy vessels from being supplied and provided with fuel in any South American port. But the fact is that several countries of the region have historic links with the British going back to the days of independence from Spain, with full reciprocity. Back to Paraguay and Taiwan, this is an attack upon Taiwan's supply lines. The conservative leaders of Paraguay are being assaulted by the United States State Department that Donald Trump called the Deep State Department, just as the Department of Justice assaulted Honduran ex-president Juan Orlando Hernandez, who is in prison today in New York. Hernandez was a tremendous security partner, stopped migrant caravans in his nation, was a friend of Donald Trump, a friend of Israel, and a friend of Taiwan. And what does he get for that? Falsely accused, put into a kangaroo court after being extradited, and is serving a lengthy prison sentence right now. No mention in this article of Cartes' immediate successor, Mario Abdo Benitez. I really liked President Benitez, and I'll tell you some stories about him if time permits a little bit later. There's more about Taiwan. Taiwan has been making enormous arms purchases from the United States. Missiles, anti-ship missiles, long-range missiles, 155mm howitzers, which can be used to repel an invasion and are big enough to use against significant-sized ships. Purchases of jets and purchases of M1 Abrams tanks. The U.S.-made M1 Abrams tank has been in the news because Biden just promised to send them to Ukraine. The Russians are livid about this, and understandably so. The frenzied negotiations on the European continent this week were about the German-made Leopard 2 tank, many of which have been exported to other countries. But Germany has to okay the reallocation of those tanks to another nation. This week, the German government approved sending of those tanks to Ukraine, but with one stipulation, that Joe Biden, la mumia de Guanajuato, has got to send U.S.-made M1 Abrams tanks also. See, nobody wants to be the only guy. As the famous crocodile wrestler said, you don't want to be the only guy sitting on a croc this big. They really want 4, 5, 6 guys sitting on a big alligator or crocodile when it comes time to wrestle that sucker. And that is what these small nations of Europe are trying to do, is pull everybody else that they can into the conflict against Russia. So the deal was made, the unholy alliance, the Leopard 2 tanks are on their way, and the Abrams tanks will at some point be delivered. There's an awful lot that are already in Greece, but those Abrams tanks, as well as all the U.S. tank reserves, are not exportable because they have secret Chobham armor, a joint development with the United Kingdom, going back to the 1980s. So here's the looming question. Is where is Uncle Sam, where is Joe Biden going to get the Abrams tanks that he promised? Will new ones be made off the line with exportable armor, armor with no depleted uranium, and cannon shells with no depleted uranium, which the Russians have already stated is a red line? If there's any depleted uranium that goes into the air vapor, they'll treat that as a dirty bomb, which means that their nuclear response is entitled. There are Abrams tanks in production. During the Trump presidency, Trump went and visited the 1 million square foot Ohio plant where the Abrams tank is made and made a point to save it, even though that cost many, many, many millions of dollars. He said, this plant is irreplaceable. The people are irreplaceable. There's so much knowledge. There's so much invested in this place. It could never be rebuilt today. So he saved the plant, and it's running now. Speculators say it's going to be 6 months to a year before those tanks roll off a line, get moved to the coast, get shipped by sea lift to Europe, and actually enter the Ukrainian theater. Or are there maybe a few Abrams tanks sitting around someplace that are exportable? This is an article by TheDrive.com entitled, M1 Abrams Tanks in U.S. Inventory Have Armor Too Secret to Send to Ukraine. And here's a very interesting comment on it, made by Dwight Looi, L-O-O-I. Here's his commentary on where the Abrams will come from. Simple answer. Shaft Taiwan. Taiwan ordered 108 M1A2T main battle tanks in 2021. The first two were recently delivered in June 2022. The plan was to deliver the balance of 106 over the next 3 years, with the last in 2026. These specifically do not include depleted uranium armor, although Taiwan did receive authorization to get the depleted uranium sabo rounds, cannon shells. An easy way to supply Ukraine will be to shaft Taiwan and divert the Taiwanese tanks to Ukraine. The annual Taiwanese delivery is going to average about 36 tanks or thereabouts, which is almost exactly the number Dementia Joe promised Ukraine. Whoa, a Filipino and a black man. This is the very small interconnected world of 2023. It is Taiwan that has been drained again and again to pave the way for the arms shipments to this Ukraine fiasco and debacle, this foolish crusade of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Taiwan is a real ally. It's a real free country. It is a place where war may actually be necessary to preserve the free world, to keep China from geographically and militarily and economically dominating the entire globe and the entire Pacific. And they're coming, of course, for the Americas. And there's a huge problem with production capacity. The U.S. Congress approves the sale of HIMARS missile systems to Taiwan. This is a critical system that can be used to defend their shores. We sell Taiwan self-propelled artillery. All the artillery production goes to Ukraine, and more importantly, all the shells go to Ukraine. There's a limited production capacity, a capacity which this year is to be surged 500% in the United States because of the Ukraine conflict. We sell warplanes to Taiwan. They use a lot of Grumman F-5s, just like the nation of Mexico, but also F-16 Fighting Falcons, F-15. And what's Joe Biden's promise to every European nation that coughs up their old MiGs and Sukhoi Soviet bloc aircraft for Ukraine? They get new F-16s. So once again, what was promised and is being produced for Taiwan is already being drained. And here we have a huge fourth instance of draining U.S. military production promised to Taiwan, sold already to Taiwan, that could be rediverted to Ukraine. And this is likely the miracle of how Abrams tanks are going to appear in Ukraine in a matter of weeks. Will I am an apple the app? How do you like them apples? Wilt thou judge them, son of man? Wilt thou judge them? Says the word of the Lord in Ezekiel chapter 20. That's the fourth verse. But your GospelGunslingers.com Bible verse of the day today is a little further on in chapter 20. Verses 21 and 22. And at this point, the Lord was ready to destroy the nation in a moment. He was ready to burn all 1 million plus inhabitants of the nation of Israel in a moment. And why? Let's look at a little bit of background. I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes. And this is very important for the Gospel Gunslinger. keep my judgments and do them. We're supposed to keep the Lord's judgments. We're supposed to use popular sovereignty to make laws that are after the Lord's law and to keep those judgments, that there will be justice in our lands and that we do not permit injustice. And this is how we keep our nation from becoming destroyed by the Lord's wrath. Here's verse 21. Notwithstanding the children rebelled against me, they walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbaths. Then I said I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish mine anger against them in the wilderness. 22. Nevertheless, I withdrew mine hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. So we're going to look at this all week long. There's five examples in the Word of the Lord's threat to destroy the people of Israel, and out of Moses alone to raise up a greater and a mightier nation than they. And the Lord's starting to talk to me about that some of the wrath and fury against my nation, I cannot prevent, even by intercession, that these things are in the Bible for a reason, and that this is the Lord's policy, is if a nation does not serve him, he will eradicate it from the earth and bring forth from one man a new and greater and mightier and more powerful nation. We'll look at it all week long. I bought this album at a time when liking a girl and thinking seriously about a future with a girl and having kids was the furthest thing from my mind. I just wanted my guns and my ammunition, my motor vehicles and my war machines, and the Lord had me go buy this album. Translation by the Black Eyed Peas, and that's what we're playing a little bit of here on Living by the Sword. And there's plenty in there about the club scene and, hey, baby, you fly tonight and all of that. But there's a lot of talk about a singular, unique woman and planning a future and leaving the past behind for that one person to begin to rebuild a nation and a root and a heritage all anew. And it's also a violent album. It is an insurrectionist album. It is an album where people know and understand that to build their future with one woman, that certain things have to be torn down and burned down. Then maybe the Lord won't burn us.
Mamacita, mamacita, qué bonita, mamacita. Mamacita, mamacita, qué bonita, mamacita.
Ella no le baja nunca tumba, siempre anda lista para la rumba. Dos amigas que la secundan, salen y gastan la funda. Le gusta sudarle el alcohol. Sola la pasa mejor, vestida de Christian Dior. Siempre llega cuando sale el sol. Dame lo que yo sé, una botella de rosé, que la chori tiene sed. Es seguro y mami la rompe. Ella tiene algo que hace que a mí me guste. Ella tiene algo que hace que a mí me guste.
I'ma put you in the mix, put you in the mix, put you in the, put you in the, put you in the mix, hey.
Alright, okay,
I'ma love you all kind of way. Boy, you got me caliente when you call me mamacita.
Alright, uh-huh.
Boy, you got me saying ooh la la. Ay, Dios mío, oh my God. Call me mamacita.
Mamacita, mamacita, qué bonita,
mamacita.
Dame eso, dame beso. Dame tu corazón, dame cuerpo. Mommy, when you give me body, I won't let go. You the best, baby, yep, you special. Damn, baby, I want what you got. First time I seen you, I'm like, who that? Dame dulce, dame azúcar. I do what you say, vamos a bailar. Cause I like the way you move like this. I like the way you wind up your hips. I like the way you grind and twist.
Put you in the mix,
ayy. Alright, okay,
I'ma love you all kind of ways. Boy, you got me caliente.
mamacita, qué bonita,
mamacita.
Gasolina.
Mueve mami, move it on me. Saco dolor, make me a zombie. Girl, make me sweat like wasabi. I know I got you wet like tsunami. I wanna make you my princess. Where you wanna go, what interest ya? Give me that mundo to impress ya. If you're hot, baby, let me undress ya.
Alright, okay. I'ma love you all kind of ways. Boy, you got me caliente when you call me mamacita.
Alright. Uh-huh.
Boy, you got me saying ooh la la. Ay, Dios mío, oh my God. Call me mamacita.
Alright, okay.
I'ma love you all kind of ways. Boy, you got me caliente when you call me mamacita.
Alright, uh-huh.
Boy, you got me saying ooh la la. Ay, Dios mío, oh my God. Call me mamacita.
Mamacita.
People are used to telling God to leave them alone, but here in your GospelGunslingers.com Bible verse of the day, God tells Moses to leave him alone. He says, leave me alone. I'm going to do what I want to do. You want to hear it? Here it is in Deuteronomy 9 and 14. Let me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of thee a nation mightier and greater than they. This is when Moses comes down from the mountain. You know, the people asked God to leave them alone. They said to Moses, speak to the Lord that the voice will no longer thunder. You just go up the mountain and get the goods. The Lord wanted to make a kingdom of kings and priests even then. Moses said, would to God that all the Lord's people would prophesy and that he would put his spirit upon them all. But the people did not want that when they were in the wilderness and the desert. They wanted Moses to go up the mountain and get the goods. So he comes back with the stone tables, and here's what he finds. This is in verse 12. The Lord says, they have made them a molten image. Listen, people of the Americas, you cannot have your idol of the Virgin Mary. You cannot have your Virgin Mary necklace and keychain and print it on a shirt and paint it on a painting. You cannot have that in your house. It cannot be part of your faith or part of your life. Let's look why the Lord burns nations. We're here in Ephesians 5 and verse 3, back to fornication. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger nor unclean person nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And that's exactly what we see in Exodus, is the wrath of God coming upon the children of disobedience because they had made themselves an idol, a molten image. So I was out running the circuit of some jungle churches. I spent 3 days eating everything everywhere, people's homes, out in rustic places with no running water. Never got sick. But then on the fourth day, somebody came to the table wearing not only a Mother Mary, it was the Death Mary, the Santa Muerte, the goddess, the Grim Reaper deity of the cartels. And I said, really? You're going to bring the Santa Muerte right here to the table in the pastor's house? Don't you know that the Bible says with an idolater not to even eat? And do you know what? That silly, tail-shaking, teenage, misbehaving girl was in the hospital that night and the next night at death's door. Wanted, young, skinny, wiry fellows, not over 18, must be expert horsemen willing to risk death daily, orphans preferred. That was the text of the old Pony Express ad pasted to signposts in St. Joseph, Missouri. Such were the pioneers that made our nation great from sea to shining sea. Today, also, God is looking for a few good men. He's looking for a few pistol-packing mamas. And I invite you to be among that number, to support your local gunfighter, to help us to broadcast. I want to be your pastor, and I want to be your missionary. Send me a prayer request. send me a letter, send me a dollar. You can also do it online at gospelgunslingers.com. Tell me your thoughts that you would like broadcast on the airwaves all the way to Antarctica. My mailing address is Pastor Sam Honnold, H-O-N-N-O-L-D, 7107 South Yale Avenue, number 434, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74136, USA. You're listening to Living by the Sword with Pastor Sam and the Gospel Gunslingers on WBCQ 7.490 and WRMI 9955. Let's be brothers in arms. I covet your friendship. Let's be fellow soldiers struggling for our free hemisphere. I cannot be out here on the cutting edge without you. I'm a refugee. I have left all. I am on the front lines, and like the United States military, for every soldier out shooting his gun, even a soldier who's not elite, even a soldier who's not on the cutting edge, have 17 soldiers behind him, cooking, loading trucks, driving trucks, flying planes, fueling vehicles. The apostle writes of the support structure in the Lord's army when he says, "Who goeth a warfare any time at his own charges," in 1 Corinthians 9:7. The apostle is stating that the soldier on the front lines needs his brothers and sisters behind him. Would you do that for your brother Sam? Would you help me to stay on the air? Would you write out an envelope, write me a note, put in a few colones or quetzales, some Mexican or Argentine pesos or any of the pesos of the world? Or send me some American dollars while they're still worth something. Someday, very soon, they won't be. But above all, I want your inscription. I want your enlistment. I want you to take up the sword. Take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and take up the sword. Uncle Sam and the Gospel Gunslingers want you. Orphans Preferred.
Don't be afraid. Everything is about to change. The world will never be the way it used to be. Follow me.
Yeah. Let's party like no mañana, como si no hay mañana. Party like no mañana, como si no hay mañana. Let's live like no mañana, como si no hay mañana. Do it like no mañana, we party like this. No mañana.
Rumba, 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 rumba.
No mañana.
El 942, ella se lo bebe a pico. El party de patilla, de hoop y de perico. Bom, boro, bom, bom, soy el que trafico. Ando en el highway a 200 y pico. Estoy desacatado, no le pare a la cuarentena. Llama a las mujeres, lo tengo como una antena. No le pare bola, yo tengo de la buena. Cuando se ponga happy, me la como de cena.
Let's party like running out of tiempo. Tiempo, 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 tiempo.
Dámelo ahora.
Tiempo, tiempo.
Dámelo ahora. Dámelo ahora, dámelo ahora, dámelo ahora, no me lo de mañana. Dámelo ahora, no me lo de mañana. Dámelo ahora, no me lo de mañana. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let's party like no mañana, como si no hay mañana. Party like no mañana, como si no hay mañana. Let's live like no mañana, como si no hay mañana. Do it like no mañana, we party like this. No mañana.
Hunter, Hunter, IG only, don't give the number. Oh no.
on top and she stay the under.
We be on the top all the way up. Arriba, arriba. Rompe, rompe, fuck it up. Wu-Tang with the motherfucking rockers. Ah,
jungle, jungle. Get wild like we straight out the jungle. Motorboat, that's a mumble. Grab onto them teams, don't fumble. Humble, stay humble. I know your ass on max like jumbo. First sight, had a motherfucker stumble. Let's party like we're running out of tiempo. Tiempo, 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 tiempo.
Dámelo ahora. Dámelo ahora. Dámelo ahora, dámelo ahora, dámelo ahora, no me lo de mañana. Dámelo ahora, no me lo de mañana. Dámelo ahora, no me lo de mañana. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let's party like no mañana, como si no hay mañana. Party like no mañana, como si no hay mañana. Let's live like no mañana, como si no hay mañana. Do it like no mañana, we party like this. No mañana.
Black Eyed Peas, El Alfa,
Rumba.
No mañana.
I'd like to introduce you to the members of my band. So said famously Elvis Presley, the King. You know, he wouldn't allow people to call him the King. If someone called him the King, he'd say, no, no, Jesus is the King. This album's reggaeton feel comes from Maluma and Ozuna. Maluma, Juan Luis Londoño Arias, known as Maluma, is a Colombian singer-songwriter and actor born and raised in Medellin. Ozuna, real name Juan Carlos Ozuna Rosado, is Puerto Rican, born and raised in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Taboo, whom I would call a founding member of the Black Eyed Peas, dating back to the Ruthless Records days, early 90s, is Jaime Luis Gomez. He's Mexican on both sides of his family, Mexican-American, also having Shoshone Native American heritage. We all know that Apple Diab is Filipino, but it was in the Philippines, at The Voice Philippines, that Apple Diab discovered their new lead singer, J. Ray Soul. She is the Ma Booty, and it was primarily her and Ozuma in Mamacita. This is the Filipina Jessica Ray Soul, Ray R-E-Y, the Latin spelling, and I'll tell you why. Because the Philippines was for centuries a Spanish colony and a Spanish territory, so here we see that this Latino influence has been spread around the world and that these peoples are discovering freedom. They have spearheaded freedom and independence movements around the world for centuries, and even the Black Eyed Peas breakout out of Ruthless Records, Eazy-E's outfit, during the days of Death Row Records, all of these CIA front organizations that were put out into the LA music scene in order to cultivate the gangster culture and to cultivate a criminal urban culture that would then create a prison culture, an entire generation that was affected not by school or education or society, but of prison, and to cultivate the drug wars and gang wars that led to militarization of United States police forces. And these record labels were designed for that. They were designed to create a gangster culture, to create a lawless culture, to create reverse racism. And what comes out of it? The Black Eyed Peas, one of the most groundbreaking bands as far as an interracial, multiracial band that broke down. In fact, their name before they chose the Black Eyed Peas was the AT-BAN Clan. AT-BAN being an acronym for A Tribe Beyond a Nation. So this band was working very hard to break down racial barriers as a multiracial band. They were trying to bring back the melting pot that historically is the United States. They were trying to destroy racial divides, and I think they've done a very good job of that. Just want to give a shout out to Fergie. We all miss ex-lead singer Sarah Ferguson, who's taking some time off and she's focusing on being a mom. So that's kind of where we began, is creating the next generation, stepping down from superstardom close to postmortem, and founding a new heritage. Okay, a little bit more about the Philippine connection, because this is so important to understand freedom around the world. First of all, the shared Latin heritage. The Philippines was a Spanish territory, part of the Spanish East Indies, and we're talking about for centuries, until the Spanish-American War, which I'll comment on a little bit more later. those territories were ruled out of, believe it or not, Mexico City. Yes, Mexico City was not only the capital of the New World, but the capital of all those Pacific territories, including the Philippines, Guam, the Mariana Islands, Palau, part of Micronesia, and even northern Taiwan. For 250 years, there was a shipping route called the Manila Galleon that used to go from Manila in the Philippines to Acapulco in Mexico, back and forth twice a year for 250 years, sharing a lot of trade and a lot of culture, and of course, the rule of the Philippines, which was done from Mexico City. Seems to me that Acapulco is a good ways from Mexico City. Nevertheless, in pre-Columbian days, the emperor used to have footmen relay fresh fish by running relays every day to Mexico City so that the emperor always had fresh fish on his table. He also had runners bring down snow every day from the peaks of Iztaccíhuatl and Popocatépetl volcanoes so that he could always have ice cream, iced chocolate, and other foods of the gods like coffee. So how did the seeds of freedom come to all these nations? How did the Philippines break free? The Philippines will be a crucial ally in the coming Pacific conflict because it is the only island nation out there in Oceania that produces more resources than it consumes. Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, they're all industrialized and overpopulated. China, even as large as it is tremendously overpopulated, which is why they're always pushing all of their neighbors. They're looking for resources. Rubber is a big resource that is critical in any war effort. And the Marcos family is back in power. Bongbong Marcos, Ferdinand Jr., is the president of the Philippines, and he's swinging towards the United States. It looks like the Philippines will line up with the free nations of the world, with Australia, New Zealand, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, against China in the coming conflict, and we hope that is the case. The Marcos family was heavily maligned in U.S. news and reports, commentaries, and by politicians, but the personal physician of the Marcos family, who used to care for Imelda Marcos even as she lived on in exile in the United States, was a personal friend of mine, husband and wife, Filipino physicians, and they told me, Sam, the Marcos family, they are true blue. Cory Aquino, Corazon Aquino, who was installed with U.S. support from the 80s, they said, she is the CIA puppet. She is the CIA cutout. The Marcos family was loved by the Filipino people. They worked for their nation, and they will do it again. And lo and behold, here 20 years, 15 years after they told me that, Bongbong Marcos is in power, and the Philippines is returning to its heritage as a free nation. All right, freedom began in the Americas in 1806 with an Argentine resistance against the Spanish colonialists. Then Mexico in 1810 with the Grito de Dolores. This was the big one. Now, Miguel Hidalgo y Castillos, he was a friend of Ben Franklin, of founding fathers in the United States, and they convinced him that the Latino peoples of the free world, of the new world, could do this, that they could rule themselves, that they could throw out their oppressors. And, of course, Europe was cast into turmoil with the Napoleonic Wars. Everybody asks me about the Napoleonic Wars, and it's not what people think. This is the hand of God to destabilize all those historical papist monarchies, just so that the free world would have an opportunity to breathe and to grow. So it really took a 100-year cycle from the first Argentine resistance in 1806 until 1907, when the Great White Fleet was sent around the world by President Theodore Roosevelt, the most powerful fleet of battleships that had ever circumnavigated the globe. And this was kind of the victory dance after the Spanish-American War and the United States' recovery from that and the rebuilding of its military and navy. Teddy Roosevelt, the Rough Rider, was president of the United States, and he fully intended to enforce the 1832 Monroe Doctrine that prohibited colonization of any place in the Americas, any place in the New World. When President Monroe made that proclamation in 1832, it was nothing but faith. But then it was accomplished and finalized by the Spanish-American War. Free peoples of the Americas, you're welcome. You owe an eternal debt of gratitude to the United States for the freedom of your continent. That it was ever free is nothing but the guns and the will of the people of the United States of America. Do you know even Florida was Spanish until 1821? And when we're talking about Spain, really we're talking about the Pope, the Popes of Rome, and their efforts to dominate and to rule over every living soul, not only in Europe and Asia, but they would like in the Americas. So how'd this all happen? What caused Admiral Dewey to steam into Manila Harbor and destroy the Spanish fleet? It was none other than Teddy Roosevelt as Assistant Secretary of the Navy, who stated clearly, in the event of war with Spain, seize the Philippines immediately. It was he that laid the groundwork for the stunning and daring naval victory. Many residents of the U.S. West Coast, California residents, were concerned that the Spanish fleet would steam across the Pacific and attack them. Well, we got them first. And of course, the kicking off point for the Spanish-American War was the destruction in Havana Harbor of the U.S. battleship Maine, named after the U.S. state of Maine. Some conspiracy theorists today say that this was a false flag operation. It is lost to history. I don't believe that inside of our government at that time, 266 soldiers would be killed just to get the U.S. into an unnecessary war. I believe that this war was absolutely necessary because the papist empires were hanging on in the Americas, and not only in the Americas, in Oceania. We never did get Asia free from them, but at least we got Oceania free. And how did it happen? In the Spanish-American War. Teddy Roosevelt actually resigned as Assistant Secretary of the Navy to lead the 1st Volunteer Cavalry and his famous charge up San Juan Hill on the islands of Cuba. And yes, Cuba was a free nation for a little while before the famous 1959 Revolution, which has created nothing but headaches in the Western world. Shortly thereafter, Teddy Roosevelt rejoined the McKinley administration as President McKinley's vice president, and when McKinley died, he took over the presidency. He led the militarization of the United States and sent the Great White Fleet around the world from 1907 to 1909, establishing the United States as a military power to be contended with and as the dominant power in the New World. Of course, that was before the CIA, the Federal Reserve Act, and all the skullduggery, which is now known in Latin America as neoliberalism, and it's a detestable and abominable thing. But before that, there was a United States that made the free world free. Let's remember all those good times together. Let's hear all those voices from the Dominican Republic, from Puerto Rico, from the Philippines, all together. Tell me now, can you feel the beat?
Can you feel the beat within my heart? Can you see my love shine through the dark?
Maluma, baby. Ooh.
Puedo sentirlo.
Can you feel the beat?
Puedo sentirlo.
Can you feel the beat?
Baby, I can feel it. Oh, feel the beat. Baby, I can feel it. Oh.
Can you feel the beat?
I can feel the beat.
Cuando vivimos en el ambiente, no le mete mucha mente. Pásalo con aguardiente y que vean lo bueno que se siente. Y ella tiene un culo grande pero natural. Ella dice que lo heredó de su mamá. Y yo se lo creo, porque por lo que veo rompe la disco con ese meneo. Y yo se lo creo, ojalá me dé un chance. Aunque sé que ella no cree en romance, baby. Porque por lo que veo, rompe la disco con ese meneo. Y yo se lo creo, ojalá me dé un chance. Aunque sé que ya no creen romance, baby.
Can you feel the beat within my heart? Can you see my love shine through the dark? Can you feel the beat?
Puedo sentirlo.
Stop.
can never say no, cause she got a booty like J-Lo. Girl, you got a halo, and I'm checking out your angles. You a sexy devil and my angel, baby.
Can you feel the beat within my heart? Can you see my love shine through the dark?
Pero dice papi, no quiere novio, pero ya está pa' mí. Todos le tiran, nunca responde. No hay nada que hacer, ella es así. Es la reina de la noche. Conmigo se tira toda la pose. Ya vámonos pa' la after party. I wanna feel your sexy body, homie.
Girl, you booty like pastel, cake. I'ma kill the booty cartel. Boom, boom. Girl, you always be my angel. Rock the halo, yup, you my bag now. Hey, you got the best ass in the world. Mami, dame dulce, dame caramel. You my morena, mami looking buena. When I put you in a Louis and the Chanel. Hey, baby got my love on grande, grande. Baby, won't you give it to me, dame, dame. Mami, give me boom, boom, Monday. Every day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wait, mommy, won't you come and tell me how you really want it? If you really, really want it, baby, I'ma give it to you. I be all up in it, baby, I be all up on it. When I make you feel it, bet you be screaming hallelujah.
Can you feel the beat within my heart? Can you see my love shine through the dark?
God is in the extermination business, don't you know? He can incinerate a nation in a moment, and he's willing to do it. So here I've found five places in the Bible where this event is recounted, but this is the original one, your GospelGunslingers.com Bible verse of the day, Exodus 32:10. The Lord says to Moses, "Now therefore let me alone that my wrath may wax hot against them and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation." Of course, Moses intercedes, and this intercession is one of the great intercessions of the Bible. I'd say right there against Abraham's intercession over Sodom. Abraham pleaded with the Lord again and again, and eventually the Lord settled and made a deal with Abraham that if he could find only five righteous, that he would not destroy the city of Sodom. In the end, five righteous could not be found, and the Lord did incinerate the city of Sodom, only Lot and his wife and his two daughters escaping. Yes, Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbor cities were incinerated by heavenly fire. This was not a weapon of war. The Lord didn't raise up a person. He didn't turn men's swords against their brothers. He did not frustrate them. He just burned them with his divine power. Something that the Bible says, first of all, Elijah did, and the Bible says that it will happen again, that the spirit of Elijah will descend to the earth in the last days. And so this is the deliverance of God that we are going to see on a greater wise, the incineration of armies and of nations. Listen to me, people of the Americas. This is the deliverance that you can believe God for. Listen to me, free nations of Oceania. This is the deliverance that you can believe for. Not only for God to go out with your armies. Yes, that's a beautiful thing and a central focus of the Gospel Gunslinger's Bible teachings. But there is also this next level where the Lord throws down fire from heaven and incinerates and makes a perpetual wasteland like he did with Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you know when the Lord Jesus returns to the earth, that's the one place that will not be healed? Right there at the south end of the Dead Sea where Sodom and Gomorrah were, it will continue to be a salt marsh. It will continue to be a wasteland, even as the Lord Jesus in the body, in the flesh, rules from Jerusalem. That example of what happens to ungodly men and ungodly nations will remain through his millennial reign. Only one question remains. Who will be there in the millennium? Will the descendants of your nations be there? Will you have joined Brother Sam in battle against the wicked? Or will the Lord make a great nation out of my loins to represent all of you?
Yeah, I'm gonna kill the booty cartel. That's right, the pimps and the criminal syndicates have never had the market cornered on true romance. They can only operate in, they can only merchandise in or trade in the artificial. And so it is with every great power that come against the free people of the world. They have feet of clay, just as the prophet Daniel spoke. They're partly strong and partly divided. China is divided. They're on the edge of a financial collapse. Their people are revolting against COVID lockdowns. Iran is heavily divided. It's the Islamic Republic of Iran. Nevertheless, there is an entire sector, perhaps more than half of their nation, that identifies not as Islamic, not as Arab, but as Persian. And going back to the great king of the Bible, Cyrus the Great, who sent Nehemiah and Ezra to rebuild the Lord's temple in Jerusalem. While Iran is sending their gunboats around the world, they're also sending their hitmen to try to whack American journalists like Masih Alinejad, the famous Iranian feminine activist. Feminism is a little bit off the rails in the USA and in Mexico, where the purple-haired anarchists throw dynamite at the presidential palace. But in Iran, the women are livid at being second-class citizens, at being oppressed, having to mask themselves and cover their hair, and their revolt may well be the undoing of that great and militarily potent Asian nation. My time's up. Let's go out with a great tune of defiance. One more from the Black Eyed Peas. I woke up.
I woke up like this.
Like this.
I woke up like this.
Like this.
Made a finger up like this.
Like this.
I woke up like this. I woke up like this.
Like this.
I woke up like this.
Like this.
Made a finger up like this.
Like this.
That's the way I woke up.
I'm up in this bitch like this. You ain't never seen no shit like this. You ain't been in no whip like this. Take caution, don't slip on the drip. I push a benzo electric.
Like this.
Honey dips wanna send me titty bits.
Like this.
I ain't about to bring the ruckus. I don't give no fucks on no shit. I stay lit.
Like this.
I'm Kobe Bryant with no assist.
Like this.
I'm magic with the hocus pocus.
Like this.
Magnetic with the hypnosis. You know the flow so sick, wanna
hit it.
That's my diagnosis, wanna
hit it.
Y'all don't know what dope is, wanna
hit it.
I'm too legit.
I woke up like this.
Like this.
I woke up like this.
Like this.
Made a finger up like this.
Like this.
I woke up like this. I woke up like this.
Like this.
I woke up like this.
Like this.
Made a finger up like this.
Like this.
That's the way I woke up.
I woke up in America. Stacking them bucks in America. Hustle no luck in America. Came out the jungle, that's a miracle. I woke up puffing on the medical. Lunchtime munching on the edibles. Walking on the ceiling, feel incredible. I'm making every moment unforgettable. Yeah. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Yeah. I'ma let you know the scenario. Yeah. I'm all the way up, call me Ariel. Yeah. King of the Philippines, I'm Imperial. Yeah. Aye, 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 aye. I got me a flopping night. And I'ma hit it twice tonight. Cause she got a brother hypnotized.
I woke up like this.
Like this.
I woke up like this.
Like this.
Made a finger up like this.
Like this.
I woke up like this. I woke up like this.
Like this.
I woke up like this.
Like this.
Made a finger up like this.
Like this.
That's the way I woke up.
This the way I woke up. Yeah. Playing with $100 million. Yeah. My previous life in the dust. Yeah. Now I'm living my life glamorous. Grab a cup, I'm dripping too much. I really don't give no fucks. Yup, I be on the hustle, no love. Neck piece shining like King Tut, baby. Buttoned up, Jimmy looking plush.
Like
high key so these haters don't touch.
Like
all these jealous fellas, they just humorous.
Like
mouth shut if you talking reckless. I came from the bottom, now living high. I'm Luke Skywalker walking on the sky. I keep my eyes on the prize.
I woke up like this.
Like this.
I woke up like this.
Like this.
Made a finger up like this.
Like this.
I woke up like this. I woke up like this.
Like this.
I woke up like this.
Like this.
Made a finger up like this.
Like this.
That's the way, that's the way. I woke up.
The circuit riding preacher used to ride across the land with a rifle on his saddle and a Bible in his hand. He told the prairie people all about the promised land as he went riding, singing down the trail.